are you?
I am bemused, confused, overwhelmed, delighted, and a little bit damp.
A little bit, yeah. The weather's done us very few favours today, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, but you know what? It's certainly not dampening the spirits of the amazing audience that are out there. I mean, they're incredible. They really, really are.
And we've obviously spent like 18 months being told to stay at home,
yeah.
Don't go anywhere, don't get close to people. You know, when you walked out onto stage,
yeah.
What was it like thinking, wow, there's all these people come to see us?
You know, it was genuinely, you just like stop for a second and go, wow, I know that everybody out there has got a story, you know, and I've got a story too. We've all had this really, really extreme experience of our lifetime.
Yeah.
And it is a bit odd, but I am just so glad that we can pick up where we left off, because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do that, because it's almost been overwhelming at times.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just
there's
great.
A lot of emotion, isn't it?
Yeah,
different emotions.
See, I'm a big instinctive hugger, toucher, kisser.
I'm exactly the same. I want to shake hands, arms around, and it's like, should we? Shouldn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, so I've been in a spot of bother over the last year and a half. But I just think people are incredible, because we'd instinctively just want to have a good time, don't we? It's just part of who we are and
yeah.
what we do. And you know, every Rewind Festival, the enthusiasm is great, and you know, all the shows, you know, I'm rambling because it's just been really,
I suppose,
really
it's one of those
emotional
situations where when you go home and you sit down and you have a cup of tea tomorrow and, mm. and think about it.
I'll be doing tequila slammers
yeah,
tomorrow night.
For breakfast.
Yes, for breakfast.
I've got to ask you, obviously you mentioned there's been a lot of changes in 18 months, but you know, from when you started in the 80s
yeah.
and Happy Birthday came out yeah. and all these amazing songs, how do you see the industry's change with like the music that's out today?
Well, you know, I think it's a radically different place, and I can't even answer that question because I've literally no idea how it works anymore. But during the first lockdown, I ate crisps, drank wine, and watched Netflix.
Chocolate?
Chocolate
definitely
came in
chocolate.
As well. And then in the second lockdown, I recorded a new album. So I have had to re-engage with the record industry, the business again,
yeah.
and that's been really scary and really exciting. And I'm so pleased that I'm going to have, you know, a new album out next year.
That's wonderful news. And I've got to ask you, you know, obviously with a lot of artists that are out now,
yes.
who do you look at now and think, wow, they're amazing?
Lots of them, I really do, because I've got a teenage daughter, so she, you know, when we were driving, we just did a tour of the Highlands for our stay vacation,
yes.
Or staycation, I can't
even remember.
I'm such a month, the stay vacation. And, you know, so, you know, with Ellie, we listen to a lot of her music. But, you know, at home as well, we do listen to a lot of, you know, what the young people are listening to.
Yes.
And I actually, do you know what? I love, I mean, I know this is a bit of a cliche, but I do really love the messages that artists like Lizzo and Billie Eilish
yeah.
and Taylor Swift send to their young fans.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're really incredible women. And I think that the young people are just not going to have it, are they? You know, I just think they're so engaged with the issues that we're all concerned about, you know, the planet and, you know, just being a fairer society.
Yeah.
I actually really believe that.
And the thing is, a lot of these young artists, like you say, the Billie Eilishes, Taylor Swifts, Lizzos, they will probably, if you ask them the question, talk about people like yourself, like Madonna, like all these iconic female artists through the 80s that have done some phenomenal songs. And I suppose
can I just interrupt you.
You
right now and
you
tell
can.
You, Miley Cyrus posted a picture that I was part of and went, legend. So I have finally got some credibility with some of the young people in my life.
And I know you've got a train to catch, and I know you've
yeah.
obviously got loads to do. What's next for you? You've got a new album.
Yep.
What's next for Claire Grogan?
Well, I'm doing a big arena tour with the Human League at the end of the year.
Wow.
We've got some summer shows happening. And then next year I'll be touring with my band to promote the new album. And at the start of lockdown, when it first happened, I was doing a play called a Neil Simon comedy called Barefoot in the Park, and we opened on the Saturday and closed on the Monday. So they keep on saying to me, "This, you've got to come back and do this." So there'll be lots of stuff going on. I'm so lucky and privileged to be part of all this, and I really missed it, but I must admit I enjoyed the pause.
Yeah, nice little breather.
Yeah, yeah. It gave me some headspace.
And I think we all need that, don't we? Yeah. Particularly with everything that's going off, you just need a bit of a breather from time to time.
And I feel absolutely awful because everyone, I think we all know somebody that's had it worse than ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I so feel for those people, I really do, but I just think, I've got one life, I'm going to absolutely love it now.
Absolutely. Claire Grogan, thanks ever so much for joining me on Chesterstone 106.9. It's a privilege to meet you.
Thank you, I'm just having a gummy beer.
Dive in.